The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the ruins of neon suburbia, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. With me is my right-hand man, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Back in the studio, we got at least Rick and Joe Mama. I don't know who else is here. But also in studio, better than that, we've got the band Abandoned Minds and effing punk streetwear bringing it to you.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Did you get a splinter too?
That was more than a splinter. I think there's a hole in his head.
You got a bruise off that one.
It's been a couple weeks. It's been a rough couple weeks. Yeah. I may or may not still be suffering the effects of
medication.
Dope.
Medication.
What kind of dope they give you for your mouth?
Narco, some kind of Percocet hydrocodone split.
Watch out for the narco.
That was a nice little joint right there. Whew. Not like a joint, but like a joint, like a Spike Lee joint kind of thing. Yeah.
Ooh. It was a movie with black people?
No, you're reading too much into it. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I was completely out of it for like 3 days. It was awesome. It hurt a lot when I forget, like, it would start to wear off and I'd still, another pill. Oh, God, okay, the next 15 minutes. Oh, God, okay.
So you got a vasectomy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I am now shooting blanks. Been sitting on ice peas all week. No, had two teeth pulled out of my head. Brush your teeth, kids. Brush your effing teeth.
Well, and floss, okay?
No, it's more just...
It's just brushing teeth. Do you make Riku floss?
I can't imagine
making Riku floss.
Oh, yeah. No, Riku totally brushes and flosses all the time. And, like, when I had my teeth pulled out, I showed her before I went to the hospital the evil black little thing – or not the hospital, but the dentist in the morning before she went to school – the evil black things that needed to be pulled out of my mouth. And then when we came back, I showed her the big, bloody, gaping maws that were left. Well, you know what? You're damn right. Look at that. Look at that, kid. Brush your damn teeth. All right?
So,
So
do you just have two missing teeth?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, instead of the last time when I had the two teeth behind them pulled 10 years ago, they stitched it up at that point in time, but they did not have cheap and efficient implant technology. This time, the guy left it open and didn't stitch them, so I have the feeling that he's leaving the option open to let myself get implants somewhere down the line after they do all the other fillings and root canals.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how many teeth are you missing total?
Okay, I have four teeth not in my head, and I've had all four wisdom teeth pulled out, and I also have had two root canals on the other side of the mouth.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Do you have a...
No, I am Johnny Bad Example of poor dental hygiene.
Like your mom.
I keep my teeth clean, but not well enough, I guess. There was a number of years there where I kind of did a lot of damage to my teeth. Don't do meth.
Yeah.
Don't do meth and live in a punk rock flop house.
Well, and don't drink all night and then puke and leave the puke on your teeth and go back to bed.
No, see,
that's bad.
Puking is when I would brush my teeth because I wouldn't want the acid on my teeth.
That's the moment you're like.
That's
Plus
when I would use mouthwash and brush my teeth is when I would puke.
Breath and then, to smell like puke.
But then I hated the way it made my mouth feel, so I'd go drink more beer or alcohol or smoke some more. Don't do drugs, kids.
Drugs are bad.
Care of your body. Your body's a temple. Certain things are allowed in the temple. Certain drugs like to corrode the temple. Avoid them.
Yeah, kids.
Kids.
And what are you doing listening to this
And if you're
shit?
A kid, you really should not be listening to this show.
Duh.
Duh.
And hi. My mom doesn't listen to this show. Hi to all the moms out there. Happy belated Mother's Day from the Worst Little Podcast.
Yes, moms. Did you see your mother for Mother's Day?
Right. Of course not. She lives in Missouri.
Oh,
but we did speak on the telephone machine, and
I got to see my my child's other grandmother, my mother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
and I surprised the live-in girlfriend with her own Mother's Day card. It was a wonderful family day all around.
Your mother's nice. A bore.
Classy.
No, but yours is. Kiddo.
Rick, you?
Oh, like my weekend or Mother's Day?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. I had a lovely breakfast with my whole family that lives here. And so my sister and my mom and my grandma and the little girl, the little twin girls and Sherman, and we had a great time. And then me and all the ladies went shopping for plants afterwards.
Yeah, I saw pictures. One of the twins was in a shopping cart, and I was wondering if you were trying to return her.
That right. We're keeping this one. We don't want this one. Yeah.
And she seemed perfectly okay with the idea.
That was what prompted the photo. I came back and was all, oh, you're doing something cute. Let me take a picture. Yeah, so it's because she was in the shopping cart. No, her foot hurt or something. And she was all, my feet are sore.
Well, they're like the cart. 14 or something.
I know, they're a little too big to be inside of carts, don't you think?
Getting
silly
there.
Children.
They can still trick or treat, but they're getting too big for carts.
I think they even stopped that.
Which means
I need to get new kids to allow me to trick or treat.
No, you need to force them to go with you when you go trick or treating.
Right, yeah, you think you're too old. You know how old I am? We're getting candy. Put on that mask. That's exactly what I should do.
Totally.
Yeah, I finally got to. Yeah, I haven't trick or treated the last few years, which is sad.
Why are we on Halloween? We're talking about Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, Mother's Day. Little girls.
What about you, Nick?
Oh, I did get to see my mom. We went out Saturday the night before. Had a big fancy dinner in Carson right before I played with the Liver Scars.
Yeah.
And then Sunday we went to Mikey's mom's. And my grandmother was there too. So it was mom. My sister's a mom. She was there.
Lots of moms.
Yeah. My sister-in-law was there, or gonna be in-law, whatever. She was there. Lots of moms. It was almost like it was wonderful when I got home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You were mommed out.
I was mommed.
That is the labor of our love on Mother's Day. That we go through that and put up with that afternoon. And that is absolutely everything we don't want to do. But it's okay. It's fun. It's awesome. Yeah. Only once a year.
I fell asleep during Avengers, so I don't even really know what happened there. I'm just did I dream part? I don't know what's going on.
Were you in it? Because if you were in it, I think that was a dream.
Well, that I think part of it I was in it, but so yeah, that was my weekend, really.
That was your whole weekend.
On Mother's Day, I also got the chance
to Liver Scare Show.
Oh, yeah.
To take Riku by the downtown Reno Sculpture Festival.
Nice.
First of its kind.
There was a sculpture festival. Did they come to life eat the children?
No.
That's sad.
No, but they did light up at night, and they were different by day and night.
Was it like Burning Man crap?
And some of them, they didn't post the little artist statements that were supposed to go with them, and Pan thought it was because they didn't think that, you know, they liked what he had to say in words. Although Pan's sculpture is a cop whose hands are strapped to a gun with an American flag shooting a surrender flag, and he's got two faces, and he's also chained by his foot to a giant cell phone taking a video of the whole thing. So he was worried that they thought that his paragraph was going to be too much.
Pan, you were so awesome.
I think he made it quite enough. It was a fantastic piece. I'm sure you can find pictures of it online if you check out the Reno Sculpture Fest 2015. Great event. The brainchild largely of Eric Shapiro, and with a lot of help from folks like Matt Schultz over at The Generator and Pan, Reno Artworks, a lot of foundations that support CR Arts, Stacey Mathewson, a bunch of great people came together to put together a really unique event.
Yeah.
Corresponded
with the Riverfest too. And you were MC there?
I got to MC the stage, which, okay, so they block off Virginia between 2nd and 6th. They put the big old Believe letters underneath the arch and put a stage next to that. And I'm emceeing this. And I get Mac Esposito asked me to do this months and months ago. And I'm like, yeah, sure,
pictures?
Sculpture thing. I'll do it. There's pictures online.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I don't know if there are any of me, but halfway through the day, Reno String Philharmonic Band, one of the acts, scheduled acts, had to cancel. So I played half an hour of my own original songs on Virginia Street with full amplification for a family crowd. Oh, dude, it's like the world has turned upside down. I finally have arrived.
You're going to do and kids' parties?
Nobody
and bar mitzvahs?
Booed me. Nobody booed me, Rick. I didn't screw up. It went really well. It wasn't just all my friends who were clapping when I was done.
Did you sing Skulls?
I did not sing Skulls. That's not an original.
Oh, that's right. You did all original.
I did all of my originals. Nice. And it was half an hour. I actually had one more original that I did not play.
Databites.
Left one off. Just, you know, leave them wanting more.
It was a pretty exciting moment for myself. Just, like, this, like, legit city-stamped event. And, I'm the MC. Okay, sure, I've done a couple of those before. But
me playing music?
It's okay. You don't need talent in
Nino. I sang a zombie love song.
God, Riku. She's brutal.
Go to bed, honey.
Is anyone following this?
Good job, Rory. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, really. So you played underneath the fucking that is pretty rad.
Yeah, no, and I did a set.
And people clap when you stop playing.
Each song.
No, I meant each song. Yeah, that I wasn't being flipped.
Yes, you were. I wish I had my own faggot button on the phone here.
Do you want me to give myself a faggot?
Yeah, give yourself a faggot.
Oh, I can't find it when it's for me. Isn't that funny?
Sure. Likely.
Faggot.
There you go. Likely story. But no, it was a great weekend, super fun event. If you didn't get to see it, please check out. There's a lot of great pictures. Brent Busboom.
Brent.
A whole bunch of talented Reno photographers were down there taking pictures. And you should all really support it when it comes around next summer. That was my weekend.
Very nice. What else did you do?
Rick? I wanted to say Mac Esposito, possible future host of the open mic night here.
Oh, cool.
We're talking about that over the weekend. And speaking of that, the open mic night next week is going to be hosted for his first time, Mr. Spike McGuire.
Oh, cool.
He's coming in and joining the rotation with us and the regular cast of Knuckleheads every 6 to 7 weeks.
There's no way that won't be great. Right?
So please come check us out. Blazing Mike open mic nights at Jub Jub every Monday night. Sign-ups at 9:30. Show starts at 10. This coming Monday, 5:18? Yes, Spike McGuire.
Oh, cool. Spike McGuire, he did our commercial. We should run one.
You want to run that now?
Oh, yeah.
So the people will know what Spike
nice
sounds
segue.
Like.
Yeah, here's Spike.
I'll tell you what. If you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
RenoCarson.com.
Thank you, Spike.
So I want to get to our guests here right away.
I got one more weekend thing, but we can wait till later.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Tell us about the weekend thing.
There is something really exciting, you guys. Okay, speaking of punk rock, this is also punk rock related. So
cool.
You guys all know that most people like the hardcore scene. A lot of people believe that shit died in 1983, and anything after 1983 sucks.
Rick's
right? So, back in 1980, at the very dawn of the 1980s, Eddie and the Subtitles recorded their first album ever at midnight. Midnight on the dawn of 1980. Okay, so like fucking on New Year's they were recording because they wanted to have the first album recorded in the 1980s.
Oh, wow.
So they're at a studio in L.A. doing this back in the 1980s, and they were kind of a big deal back then in L.A. They never went national. But Eddie and the Subtitles, they recorded this album. Well, we were going to re-release all this stuff from records because it's not out there anywhere. And recently, a guy in L.A. got a hold of him and found out that he had in his possession the original tapes.
Ooh.
So recently, I just had fucking punk rock music from the 1980s, like fucking made digitized and sent to me.
Wow.
So I have some songs. I have
ancient
all the tracks.
Artifacts.
Yes, exactly. It's like I'm an archaeologist for ancient punk rock.
That's awesome.
So from like when it first like fucking, so this is a huge deal. And so I got all the tracks from one album to be able to remaster from tape. And it's fucking wild to hear how shitty the record sounds compared to what the tape sounds like. It's amazing like how much got lost because I have copies of it on record, but nothing on tape from the original studio recordings. So I just wanted to mention that I'm really fucking excited about that, that I'm remastering from tape shit from the 1980s from the punk band 80 and the Subtones.
Fantastic.
I don't
care.
That is so
kidding.
Rad.
I'm
that
kidding.
Is
you
so
don't know
rad.
What Rick's
but
talking
you have
about.
An enormous boner. You have an enormous
it's
boner
phenomenal.
Right now.
There's some Eddie and the Subtitles on YouTube. You can look it up.
Oh, and very soon that shit is going to be, because it's not, you can't buy it anywhere. And we're going to, the whole thing is going to be re-released. And Felix is did the cover for it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's all very, and he's also got a new album, but we're going to get the old stuff out first. So.
Rad.
So I'm really excited to be helping punk rock stay alive and unforgotten. So
yeah, man. I saw really DOA. I don't know if I talked about that. You guys were there. Daniel was there.
I was there.
Fucking
spectacular.
Real quick before we roll on, though, I just do and get to Daniel and Band of Minds here. I want to thank Nick and Jamie for pulling through for me last week. Jamie for coming in and sitting down in the chair and having a rocking episode. And then Nick for going the extra mile and hosting the open mic for me. Thank you, brother. Can't do it without you.
You're welcome, man. Hey, yeah. Knuckles.
Yeah.
There you go.
I appreciate you.
No problem.
So our guest this week, Daniel Effin' Punk of Effin' Punk Streetwear. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? I'm exhausted.
Excellent.
It's been going and going, man.
You're a busy man these days.
Yeah.
Show, travel, travel.
Mix in a full-time job all week long, children on top of everything.
Like a real life and all that, too.
Fuck. Leaves about 6 hours of sleep, 5.5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, you get knuckles, too.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
And that was half a ding. Full ding.
That was
full
one ding. And a half.
One and a half
there you go.
So.
You're one and a half ding. And then hello, Abandoned Minds. What's
How's
up?
Going? How's it going? How you doing?
You wanna all? Can you all just run down, say your names on the mic, so everybody can kind of hear your voices?
I'm the drummer, Greg.
Handsome Greg.
Yeah.
That's Handsome Greg.
I'm Johnny Thunderpiss, bass player.
I'm Will, the guitar player and singer / Will I? Will I'm not.
Will I ain't?
Will I was about I to say that, but
I like Will I ain't. That's cool. Well, I am not.
All right. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you very much.
You guys have also been a pretty busy band lately. You guys have been pretty active in the Reno scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Even though we travel out to Reno every once in a while, but yeah, we've been all around.
You're a Carson City band.
Carson City band, that's right.
Capitals.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Go
I love
Caps.
Carson City punk rock. Do you guys like have fights with Slut Fungus or... Do you
as
hate
a matter
those guys?
Of fact, I hate those guys.
Why am I not surprised? Because I know them.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you know them, but they asked me to play bass, and then they they told me, play for us. I sat in for a while, and then they told me, we don't like you.
Oh.
So I said, that's fine. The feeling's mutual.
Oh. And there you have it. Wow.
I love those guys, but I also love the drama.
Band beef.
It's just a preacher. Lot of preacher man is like fuck it all, and he walks off stage.
Yes.
And that's apparently I learned that's how he is, and I go, okay, does he have a mental problem or what?
You know, good punk rock does not come from well balanced human beings.
That's true.
I gotta say, but you know, there's a trade off there.
A little from column A,
a little from column B.
Yeah,
exactly. Amen.
That is all true.
Well, I'm glad that. Well, so you know them.
Well, yes, I do know them, and I haven't seen them for a while. So,
I'm glad you just went out and started your own shit then.
Well,
absolutely.
A number of them moved to different locales, and
there you go.
Yeah,
spreading the fungus around. Huh?
Yeah, I once showed their sticker to a lesbian, and she said, "I know what that tastes like."
Boy, I gotta wash my
really
mouth
gross.
Out now.
Yeah, she does too.
Brush your teeth, everybody.
Yeah, but she,
floss.
She also uses...
Apparently Rory was there, too.
She uses Listerine in her crotch.
That would cause the burning.
The sticky blisters.
It's like garlic shots.
So, Abandoned Minds, not Abandoned Minds.
Correct.
Which was stay alive.
What did I say?
It's easier to spell abandon, because I have friends that can't spell, so...
It's abandon as in jump ship.
Right. Yes. And then minds as in
your brain.
Brains.
Correct.
Plural.
Exactly.
Right.
There you go.
I still wanted to say stay out, stay alive. If it works, right?
Absolutely.
It works. Fucking abandoned mines.
Yeah.
Stay out.
And thanks for the booze, man. I'm buzzing hardcore.
Yes! That makes for a good show.
Welcome to the worst little podcast.
The music will suck, but the quiz will be great.
Look, I'm going to sound terrible to you, but I'm going to sound great to me.
That's what sells it.
Well, you guys sounded good on the sound check, I will
say. Thank you very much.
A little peek behind the curtain, yes. Very
big,
nice.
Big fan of Nick too. I know him for a while.
Who doesn't love Nick?
Oh man! Fuck. And I was gonna say you were in the Liver Scars for a minute, right?
That's true.
You were the first bass player.
Do you hate them too?
Now I'm thinking it's not Slut Fungus's fault. Everybody throws you out.
No. I walked out because Felix asked me to, and I liked the guy so much. We're all friends. I bowed out.
Okay.
I bowed out. Nick, they had Nick in mind, and I said, go for it, man. You guys are, if you know him longer, well, you guys are all buds.
I got to give you a fucking handshake on that one, dude.
That's pretty cool. What other bands have
and
you
that,
been
that
out
is
of?
A live, actual handshake
out
going
of,
on right
I,
there.
You saved my life.
I've been thrown out of an L.A. band called Dr. Dickhead.
Oh, I hate them, so.
Dr.
Yeah, I've
Dickhead
got
kicked you out.
I didn't get kicked out. It disbanded years ago, and so we moved on.
He gave me a fantastic child's T-shirt for Dr. Dickhead
yes,
for
did.
My kid. It's
I hope
be
you
great.
Like cock and balls.
You just have to put that on Riku long enough to take a picture.
I'm going to save it for when she's like some dumb, stupid teenager and isn't supposed to wear it.
She's going to track me down. I'm going to be 65 and it's not going to look pretty.
We're at the church.
No, she's not going to track you down. She's going to attract a certain kind that you or I may resemble. Okay. Or not.
But regret big time.
Yeah, mistakes. That's part of being awesome.
Mofo Jojo to the studio. Continue.
Dan, what else have you been doing? Like, locally, what was the last thing that you did?
Oh, God. DOA.
DOA?
Yeah.
And how, yeah. Okay, yeah, no, so I, to yeah, bring it full circle it back everything. To the beginning yeah. of that, how was that show?
Well, the best part of getting to do what I get to do is I get to load in with the band.
Sexually.
So I get to just
hang out.
Seriously, it's been really cool.
Very
between,
cool.
Some Agent Orange and then we got 7 seconds coming up. I mean, we got some really good stuff.
Yeah, that's just the week
DLA,
after Mary Anarchy there.
That's June 20th.
Oh, it's June. That's
yeah.
Kevin Seconds is in May.
Yeah.
Seven Seconds is in June.
Kevin
yeah.
Seconds is coming up.
Yeah.
And we just did that show in Tahoe with them. That was F and Punk's sponsor also.
Kick ass.
So I get to meet all these legends. It's just cool.
Yeah, it's been a good couple months as far as that goes. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's starting to just really jam up now. It's crazy.
People are coming to Reno because Reno's showing love. Keep going to local shows.
Keep
going
Reno
to underground shows.
You got to.
Keep
mean, that,
Reno awkward and punk.
That last one.
I hate Reno.
No, you don't.
I hate the drive to Reno.
I hate this stupid town.
See? Well, how's the Carson scene? I mean, did
Carson
you...
Carson scene, you know what? It's slowly growing. If you like
Cowboys.
Mustang Sally, then you might as well crawl into bed
picture,
with them.
The
you're
picture...
You're going to hear 23 different versions of it.
I hate that fucking
want,
song.
Should
by
I bring
now.
Up the Carson dance?
Oh, do it. Do it.
No, I'm not going to do it, but you, just
there,
imagine
wait, there is
some
a Carson
drunk,
dance?
Just imagine some drunk, like, 50-year-old tweaker
okay,
dancing.
Got it.
To Mustang Sally in the middle of a street during like a street fair because we have a lot of really cool concerts downtown in the summer. So.
And the classic.
Are you based out of Carson too?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't forget the tweaking and the grinding and all that comes with it.
Pajama
too.
Pants.
But. And the lighter side, there
for
is
gigs.
A place called Sassafras who's going to start bringing in bands from all around.
They've been doing stuff for a little while here and there.
Yeah, but they're bringing in the Creeps soon. This summer, the Creeps are going to be headlining.
Really?
Absolutely.
Awesome. That's pretty bitchin'.
Yep. They're going to put us on there as an opening act along with Bad Cop. Mm-hmm. And so that should be a killer show. And we will be advertising that soon.
Well, definitely. Let us know. Let us help spread the word. Because when I talk about the local music scene, I like to think it's all-encompassing of Reno and Sparks.
Absolutely.
And Carson.
And Tahoe. It's all
wonderful.
Because, frankly, we all of these communities, all of us who are active, we all want to go and do and create the same
and Truckee
thing.
And Tonopah, can it be Tonopah too?
And Grass Valley.
And Yerington. But I love Yerington.
But the South Lake the Reno pipeline is strong.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
a strong Tonopah. Pipeline right yeah, there.
The punk scene in Dayton is just banging.
Seriously. Seriously.
Dude, there's certain places they won't let us play any longer, so I don't know.
Like a tattoo shop. You got to be zoned.
There's Davison's Distillery that just won't let us come back.
Is it because you got too drunk or you played shitty or you just rocked too hard?
A little of both.
Did you pee on somebody?
Yeah, I pissed on a poor-ass biker that was there that was thrusting his junk on me when he was on the street. Ripper pole.
Oh, whoa.
And what were you doing up there?
I wasn't up there. I was
on it?
And the problem was?
I had to. Well, there was no problem on my no. end, but there was a problem on his end.
I you know what? You sir. Yes, yeah. Yes. You get a standing round of applause on that. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, so I apologize to those who I've pissed on, but those who applaud me,
and really,
thank you very
Davidson's
much.
Davidson didn't let anybody play there.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And they let us play till they said no more. Thank you very much. Get the fuck out.
The same band right now?
The same band right now.
Did you guys sound good at sound check?
Do something.
I saw you at Mary Anarchy last year. You were good.
Let's find out if you suck, but try not to pee on anything.
Yeah.
Just don't pee.
You.
Where I'm
sitting,
some great. Where I'm sitting, it'll trickle down.
Right now?
Yeah. Let's have a song.
Hey, why don't you get the fuck downstairs and play something?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, Mr. Handsome. Mr. Handsome, if you wouldn't mind.
Handsome Greg.
Handsome Greg.
Let's take a pause here for him to get.
Well, we'll talk to Daniel a little more.
There we go.
Yeah, about what he. So,
these guys get
FN Punks is still pretty new. You're still within your first, what, 6 months, nine months?
We just hit 8 months.
8 months?
About 2 weeks ago, which went by just in the snap of a finger. It's just crazy.
Tell everybody what it is. What are you all about?
I market it more towards the inner punk and all of us. Because everybody has. The biggest thing about this is everybody that. I meet a lot of people. They're like, I used to be a punk. I used to do this. You wouldn't believe it, but you'd never know that I used to just be totally punk. But now everybody has businesses now and
right.
Everyone's moved on. And you got to look a certain way and act a certain way to, you know, get the most customers sometimes. And it's really weird. And that's, that's a lot of what I'm doing is it's the inner punk. There's one stage in everybody's life where they kind of hit that and it's a rebellion that sticks, and for certain reasons, but it's
yeah.
that's
oh,
what
yeah.
it's more for than just all out punk. I mean, I have
F and punk.
Yeah,
that's no,
I got
punk,
right? I got starting ska to throw bands shit. And I got ska bands.
Pull your pants up.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is my dad used to say that to people. He'd be like, oh, look at that effing punk, because he's religious, and he didn't yeah. want to say the fuck word. He was looking at that punk right there, effing that punk. And I just, that shit rings in my head, and I was like, oh, here we go. And it's a trademark name now. I just got that, like, about 2 months ago.
Nicely
sweet,
done.
Dude.
Yeah,
good dude.
Job, man. Good job.
Maybe a month ago, but yeah, I started that 6 months before I ever debuted the name to anybody.
Right, well, you got to get a ball rolling before there's anything to put a stamp on.
Yeah, and nobody understands. They're like, why would you LLC a company that doesn't? You haven't even debuted yet? Why would you trademark? Because every company starts out, and they're like, if it sticks, it sticks. And then if, you know, I'm just going to throw it out and see what happens. I already know what's going to happen. I took a year and a half crafting this, and I've got 4 years before that of doing the same thing. Yeah. So it was just creating the perfect storm that had to utilize every single connection and talent and everything that I've learned because I'm a construction guy. So this was all new. It's
so trip. So you do sweatshirts, you do T-shirts, you do hats.
Everything I can afford.
Any merch you can figure out a way to put a logo on?
Well, I got to...
Don't forget the condoms.
Yeah. No, it's coming. And
I saw the bottle opener.
Right,
that's cool.
They all come with a complimentary needle hole through it.
And hot sauce.
That's hot sauce.
That's effing punk.
Effing punk hot sauce.
Sriracha.
Reservoir tip my ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
It's a new collab we're working on. I can't talk about it right now, though.
All right, cool.
Top secret,
cool.
Huh?
Cool. We'll talk a little more.
We'll be
a
looking for that product.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Now, are you also sponsoring shows? Are you actually doing the booking in any of these shows?
You keep talking about bands, and so how is this all related?
Yeah, how does that work in with the brand name?
Well, I created the Biggest Little Bell Jam for autism.
Oh, right, right.
That
okay.
That was my creation.
And really, it's a huge success by all accounts that afterwards.
Was the first big thing I did. I've done a couple smaller shows, but I figured that the problem, I used to work at a snowboard company, and the problem when you try to get in as a new company is there's you can't get in as a new company because the Forums and the Burtons or whatever has taken over the Rail Jam in Tahoe that's downtown, and you would like a shot in it, but you can't get in it. So I just had to figure out a way to create all this stuff on my own. I tried to
create
those
other opportunities.
As a new company,
and now you cannot let other people in.
No, it's crazy. I work with all the same people that I've worked with for a long time. I've built a lot of relationships. I've tried to be straight up and honest with everybody and never fuck anyone over, and I have all the same people that I've had, and I had.
It's too small a community to not to.
I had to create something that's going to help everyone for their hard work, and the bigger I grow, the bigger everything else can grow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's bigger things that I have planned, but it's one step at a time. I've known, yeah.
As Abandoned Minds,
well
we do
put,
a lot
totally.
Of charity shows, so we're open for any time you want us to.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome. I got some. Yeah, I have.
Well, we have to hear you first and find out if you suck.
No, I did.
You were thrown out of slug fungus.
No, I came in.
To say, you both are going to be at Merry Anarchy this weekend.
Ooh,
right.
Which
day? You're one of our Merry Anarchy sponsors this year. Thanks for coming on board, brother.
Yeah, I was at that last one. It was really fun.
I think it's on Saturday the 16th.
Friday.
Yeah, and Abandoned Minds are at. I got the flyer right
here.
Yeah,
we've got the poster 6
p.m.
here in the studio.
Did you bring a poster
6 p.m. is a sweet time, dude.
Come and get some free shit from us. We're gonna
actually, that is a great
–
that is a good
CDs
time slot.
Probably have the trucks out there or pizza or something.
I thought you meant free shit like G.G. Allen.
That's a good spot.
Oh, well, you can have that too.
Food trucks.
Look, do you like it soft serve or do you like it solid?
He's planning his diet out the previous day. I got to eat a lot of fiber.
All right, okay. I think we need music.
So yeah, let's do music.
Let's do music. A little palate cleansing music now.
Sounds good.
Are you in place, Handsome Greg, sir?
Yes.
Woo! Awesome.
All right, let's do a little Miss Hardy there.
While you're down there.
Aha!
Ready, Greg?
Count it up.
It must continue.
I have to admit, like, once the minute you started playing, I was like, oh, yeah, this band. It's like, I see you guys at, sorry, at Marianne.
My headphones fell off right after I started playing. I tried to cover for it.
Oh. It's all right. You rocked through it. It was fine.
Don't worry. We got.
Do you have another song? Yes, how many songs did you bring
you
ready to play?
We've got as many
can you
as
play
you
like
got,
1,000 tonight?
We can play 30 tonight.
Yes. Okay. We'll do at least one more.
It's all almost.
Right. We'll do one or two
it's
more.
It's almost
tonight.
1,000.
Yeah, we'll do one or two more tonight.
It's cool on Punk. You can double up because songs are so short.
Yeah, do another song right now.
All right. We'll do two.
Which one?
The hippie bands are all. Can you cut your song in half?
Yeah, we'll do
it's
pretty
14 and a half minutes.
We'll do this one pretty fucked up.
We gotta get him warmed up.
She's got a man on the side. She's with him today and probably won't die. Sure feels that way. Yeah, I used to be strong. I used to be tough. Yeah, she used to be pretty, but now she's pretty fucked up. I'm pretty fucked up. I'm pretty fucked up now. Yeah, she used to be pretty, but now she's pretty fucked up. Now a long time ago, I made her feel this way. Yeah, I begged for forgiveness, and I begged her to stay. She said she loved me. Pretty fucked up. Pretty fucked up now. Yeah, she used to be pretty, but now she's pretty fucked up.
Classic little ditty.
Yeah, Super Suckers, right?
That's right.
Nice.
Fucking good song. Hey, Handsome Greg, come on back
spaghetti
up.
Once.
You did? I hang out
in
with
Seattle.
Spaghetti all the time, man.
Up in
all
Seattle.
The time. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's quiet, as a matter of fact. He doesn't talk much.
He didn't talk much.
It.
We played pool.
There you go.
And the guy from Love, one of the guys from Love Battery was my partner, and he was playing with somebody else, too, who played, like, doubles.
Cool, man. Yeah, I've been, I played pool with him up over at Whiskey Dick's in South Lake Tahoe.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy.
Fucking I'd just suck his dick. Fuck you, Nick.
Good for you.
Yeah. Fuck you, Nick. So, you guys are up at 6 o'clock on Saturday at Mary Anarchy. Hey, let's
That's
take
right.
a second and talk about Mary Anarchy.
This is our last chance to plug it, you guys.
Yeah.
This show comes out Thursday. You got one day.
This is
tomorrow.
This is the Mary Anarchy episode, ladies and gentlemen. This year, Mary Anarchy 11, 2015, a music comedy silent auction raffle showcase and benefit for Rhiannon Box. A local Reno musician and artist diagnosed in 2014 with MS, multiple sclerosis. You can read about her story by asking her online or on Facebook.
Well,
or showing
I got a post on Mary Anarchy, I think, and Nick Ramirez. Maybe not on Mary Anarchy.
Yeah, no, there's stuff to find about.
Pretty powerful post she wrote about what's going on with her.
Yeah.
And we we definitely reach out and give her love because she's played many for other people.
She has been a Mary Anarchy helper Stabby's volunteer.
On the bill. They'll be playing Friday night, which is awesome.
Kick ass.
But if your MS kicks in real bad and shit, you can't play the keyboards no more. And fuck that, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's make some money for Rhiannon so she can help pay for the bills that she has to keep up with now. Because of this thing.
As always, we're taking care of one of our own. And Rhiannon is one of our own, like, everybody else who's been there every year. Even when she hasn't performed, she's always been one to show up at Mary Anarchy to give a little time and a little money and a little love back to the community. So, you know, it's kind of, it is her turn in some respects like that. Because MS is a bitch. This isn't like cancer where you can beat it. MS doesn't go away. She will slowly lose function. And that's just the fact of her life now. And that sucks more than, that's worse than a jail sentence. So I feel a little strongly about
this particular sense. And I don't like that, but so that's why Rhiannon's getting it. Because she don't deserve that shit.
And like this year is it's like every other. It is a fantastic, enormous showcase of some of the great talents in town. And I'm just gonna run through the whole effing thing.
Okay, here we go. Day one.
Day one, starting at 4:15. We've got Mr. Paul Allen, 5 o'clock. Limbo State, Super Killer, featuring Jeff Dunn. Limbo State is featuring Glenn Osborne. Mechanical Wing, The Tide, Small
Bless
Drawings,
Tides.
8:45, Weapons of Mass Creation, Post-War, Vague Choir, Sham from Portland, Oregon goes up at 11.
Stacey Hudson in Milan.
Stabby Unicorn at 11:45, and our headliners for Friday night, Sit Kitty Sit, everybody's favorite sexy duo from the Bay Area. Also, on that day, we will have comedy going on in the showroom, in between bands and all day long, starting at 5:30 with Vicky Gordon, Sam Corbin, Lighter Thief, Cliff McGrady, Jim Betancourt, Jim Fleming, and your headliner that evening, Jenny Pez Dispenser, on the comedy side.
Will they make
Saturday.
Me laugh?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Dude, Cliff is funny as fuck. Oh, my God.
Saturday, May 16th, we start even earlier at 2:15 with Mr. Angel Garcia, Tom Plunkett, Mike Reed, Spike and Jackson, Roshka Poshka, Team Francis, Abandoned Minds at 6 p.m. Bionic Gorilla. Reno, we have a problem at 7:30.
Yes.
Betty Rocker.
Yes.
Happy Fangs from Sacramento at 9 p.m. Sait.
It's got Spencer Benavides and Tony from The Harvest and the Hunt. Anyway, it's going to be metal.
Ostracize, The Shames, Delmar at midnight. And then at 12:45, we have returning champions Kittenhead from L.A.
Hey. That's right.
That day in the comedy room, we will have much the same act with a different lineup of people.
Mary Anarchy was awesome.
Thank you, Riku.
By the way, The Shames are one of my favorite bands out here locally.
This will be their Reno debut in the last 4 months. They haven't played Reno.
And as always, there will be a silent auction and raffle where you have the chance to win or bid on great art, handmade items, and goods from wonderful Reno artists and people who donate their time to try to help raise. Like, people throw
some
expensive shit at you, and you can walk away with it for $50.
Are some raffle tickets because the raffle prizes are always great.
We always,
everybody really puts a lot of love and time in that. We have a whole department that just
does
wonderful
that
women
for us.
Who do this for us. Yeah, it's good stuff. And the
where's the
men
classical music coming from?
Somebody has left their phone downstairs on,
and it's not mine.
And it's near the
it's
drum.
Probably Mr. That's Handsome Greg.
Mofo Jojo.
Who has a classical?
Yeah,
music
Joe Mama, on? Get down there. also want to mention that this Mary Anarchy XI is sponsored by Jub Jub's Effin' Punk Streetwear, the worst little podcast in the world, and Dogwater Studios. We'll be happening there at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor at 71 South Wells Avenue, Friday, March 15th, May. Damn it, that was such a good read until that point.
It's not in March, folks.
Friday, May 15th, Saturday, May 16th.
Look, I'm willing to donate my blood.
If you're listening today,
it may
it's tomorrow.
Polluted.
Can you travel time? How much do you want to give and help save Rhiannon? Build your own time machine. Come join us in March 15th in just 2 days.
In just 2 months ago.
It's this weekend, folks.
This is a delicious Jub-Jubs.
You know, most of you who listen to the show, a lot of you are fans of Mary Anarchy, fans of Reno bands. You're not unfamiliar with the topic. Please come out once again and show your love. We count on each and every one of you to at least stop by and buy a drink. Even if you can't pay a cover, throw a dollar at us. It's just about throwing a little money in a hat and helping out one of ourselves, you know, as we can. And life is short, and we love you. Thank you.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
Oh, well, awesome. Thanks, Chewy.
Oh, that's because I farted.
I'm sorry I opened your beer.
It freshens the air.
I know, dude. I was slow on the draw over there, dude.
My beer.
So Nick's just one opening more. All the beers like an OCD, dude, like a drunken it. Rain man.
Oh, man. You should see my amplifiers all covered in beer bottles.
I might need one more.
I might need one more.
I'll gladly donate to you.
You got time for one more song?
Oh, no.
What? No.
No, we weren't going to do a song yet. What were we going to do?
Oh, but we are going to need like four more songs.
Yeah.
Oh, so absolutely. Like,
oh, for sure.
You're not done. Yeah.
No, by no means.
Like, can you guys do a quick little a cappella barbershop number or anything?
Oh, no.
You don't want voice?
We got, remember the Minutemen?
Yes.
All right.
Love ready? Minutemen.
Yeah.
That's the refreshments, bro. Just saying.
Hey.
It's King of the Hill. That's refreshments.
All right. I think I got a buzz.
I heard a buzz.
Nice.
Propane.
Well done.
Don't
lads.
Forget the propane
well
accessories.
Done. There we go.
Very cool.
Accessories.
So what's up next?
Well, do we want more music or did we want to just jump right to that? That's going to take a little while, I think. So let's just go to it right now.
Okay.
Rick, do you think it's a little early?
No, I love it.
Nick, why don't you tell me your experiences with the liver scars?
We're not discussing that. We're talking about a band in mind.
If you'd like to know about that, please listen to a previous episode.
I just remembered that we have something in common. We both played with the Liver Scars on bass.
All right, that's true.
How long has the band in mind been playing together?
We've been playing
for four years.
Okay. 4 years, yeah.
About that,
and
yeah.
Before that, it was me with the Liver Scars for a short time. And we've had our share of ups and downs, and in certain places I've been the fool. You know, a lot of drinking. Lots of drinking between me and Felix and the other guys.
I would say, you know Polanski.
Yes, we do.
I've never seen Felix drunk. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Danger. No. Nay, Polanski.
We've had our duel.
That was his maiden name.
We've had our duel offs. He'd fall on the ground and puke on himself. I'd piss on people.
Did you ever piss on him?
I've never pissed on him. He wouldn't allow me to.
Has he ever vomited on you?
He's vomited on me. I've yet to return the favor. I got to wash it off someday.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again?
Felix likes to drink.
That's always the answer.
Felix likes to drink. We all like to drink.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Joe. Well,
and thanks
Mojo
to
Joe Mama.
Thanks to the liver scars is how I got my name.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Johnny Thunderpiss.
Yeah, sweet.
Johnny Thunderpiss.
Hey, you might not get to be in the band, but you get to take the name.
That's
not a bad trade-off, actually.
No,
a good
no,
name
absolutely.
Is hard to come by.
Absolutely. I'm the Tracy Guns to Guns N' Roses. that's for old people joke.
Get it.
I couldn't see
that's
for all the cobwebs
LA
on
Guns,
the joke.
Right?
LA Guns, that's right. When Tracy Guns and Axl Rose first started Guns N' Roses, when they parted ways, Axl Rose kept the name. Tracy Guns went off and started LA Guns. So that's where Guns N' Roses come from.
As
I bowed out of the Liver Scars, I took my Thunder Piss.
Your
name.
Moniker.
That's
yeah,
it.
Well
I still
done.
Continue to piss on people who ask me to. I'm at least nice enough or gentleman enough to do that.
Hmm. At least you got. Yeah, I will not volunteer for that.
No, that's okay. Golden showers are for some and not for others.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a urinator joke in my head, but it's just not working.
It's not working.
I'm trying to find G in the Riku section.
I'll be back to pee.
I can't find fucking G. Oh, here it is.
Golden shower action?
Honey.
Ew.
Jesus.
Riku, do you even know what that is?
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Exactly. Awesome. Exactly.
That's what molten. I provide. Pure gold.
Molten gold.
Hot gold.
That's what comes
you
out of me.
You just kill people Nevada with gold. Your piss. molten metal cooling.
And with the Guns N' Roses thing, if you ever got back together with them, you would be what? Danger and Thunder Piss? I don't know.
Probably.
Danger and...
it's dangerous to be near Thunder Piss?
No, something like
Thunder
that.
Piss danger.
Get a sentence out of it, yeah.
Yeah, all right, give me the music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Goddamn right. Wow, that was slow. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite part of the show. The worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our guests a series of uncomfortable and awkward questions that they may or may not want to answer, and then judge them very publicly and with pointing and laughing. Are you ready to play?
Finally, I'm the ready. Truth.
You're ready, Will. Will's ready. Nobody else has answered in the affirmative. Handsome Greg shaking off.
The quietest guy is ready.
That means that you are actually perfectly ready to play. Okay, where's my list of dang questions?
Between your legs.
Always. Everything I need is between my legs.
Yeah, it's like you
question number one. Daniel, we're going to start with you. What is the name of your first album that you ever bought with your own money? An album can be any media, but you know. Like
and be honest.
Jane's Addiction, Nothing Shocking.
That's rad.
That's
one of the best albums
one.
Ever. That's 1988?
Fucking. Yeah, I think
it was right around when Faith No More was out.
It was right before Pretty
broke.
Hate Machine.
How old are you?
Yeah.
42.
He's our age.
Five.
No, I remember JJ's Ear Candy. Pantera like played there when I was in high school.
That's
in the fucking
right.
parking lot.
That's
oh
right.
Yeah, JJ's Ear Candy.
Yeah,
Carson.
Yeah. Good
legends.
Totally good. Yeah. Good local
eaten
records.
Eaten up
store.
By corporate greed.
Wah, wah, wah.
Best Buy.
Well, and probably poor management.
Hands of Greg. What was your first album?
I think it was Kiss Ace Frehley. I don't know. It's just something I got at the
flea market,
the thrift store. Yeah, it was like a record, and it was like 10 cents or something. So,
did you enjoy it?
No. I got the other one though. It was what was it? I got Black Sabbath and something else. But that was like when I was like 13. So.
Black Sabbath and Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's not a bad purchase. That day.
If he wasn't so laid back about it, I'd give him more points. But...
is it just purchased on your own with your own money?
Yes,
it's
like you picked
album
it. Yeah.
That
no
you
big
ever
deal.
Received as a gift.
No.
It has to
that's
be
like
you
the first
picked.
One you got.
The first one I received as a gift.
No, the one
that
you bought
with your own money.
Yeah.
That's
you
counts.
Wanted it. You paid for it.
Right. Like, my first one was Celebration with Kool and the Gang, which doesn't count because it got it for a gift. First one I bought with my own money, Culture Club. That's terrible.
My first albums were BMG. I got Duran Duran, Seven and the Ragged Tiger, and
But you picked that. What was the first stupid one you just got? That's what doesn't count.
Oh, no, I wanted that.
Oh, right. No, what your parents bought you doesn't make a fucking difference.
Oh, no, I paid for that. My mom didn't pay for that.
Oh,
crap.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's why it's so important.
Yeah, no, that's what I
bought.
You had the Yaz album.
No, I did not.
I still have upstairs at Eric's house.
I had the Wham album.
I love that.
I had the Wham album.
I had the Depeche Mode.
It'll always be Depeche Mode.
You had I remember the first
Depeche Mode video I ever saw was People Are People.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, wow, this is really arty with its black and white and all the contours.
That's what the 80s were about, man.
And now I go back and look at it. Yeah, guys in sweat and grease. That's totally gay. That's a freaking Calvin Klein ad.
That was the entire 80s.
Yeah. I just didn't notice, like, a lot of what I liked in the 80s somehow turns out to be, well, really gay.
Dirty cocksucker.
And you wonder, shut up, honey. All right.
Thunder Piss.
What was your favorite first album?
All right. I was in third grade, and I bought two albums at the record store, and the first one I purchased was Deep Purple Hush.
Ooh.
And Black Sabbath, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath.
Ooh.
Nice.
Big 10-inch dick on the table
there
with that answer.
Fuck.
Womp.
I still think Jane's Addiction is cooler.
Will?
I'm pretty sure it was Skinner's Innards by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That is a solid, a veritable hit, sir. Not bad. It's a respectable album.
I want Rick to isolate that because it sounded so cool when he said it.
Skinner's Innards by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
It's a knee drop.
It sounds the same backwards.
It's a knee drop.
Yeah. It's a phoneme palindrome.
Will, say you are going to go on a road trip across the country. Mm. In your own personal buddy movie, what celebrity gets to have the pleasure of being strapped to a seat next to you?
Jack Black, probably.
Ooh, oh,
Jack Black.
We had that a couple weeks ago, too. Very
Johnny.
Starting to be a popular one.
It would have to be Nicolas Cage.
Mm, the man with a thousand faces.
The man with the worst receding hairline than I do.
Handsome Greg.
Johnny Rotten.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Wait, movie guy? Or
very cool.
Anybody.
Celebrity.
Living or alive dead. Living or dead.
It would be cool to hear Kurt Cobain across the country just bring you down and drive off a cliff.
No, just a little. Thelma and you Louise just have it. That extra kind of ambient whistling noise as the wind rushes through.
Can I change my answer?
Hold on. If you want entertainment, well, Jim Morrison would just be the most entertaining guest you could ever think of.
Dude, he'd recite poetry and drop acid.
I don't think he'd shut he up can the whole time. The whole
he might
time.
Like just exactly. cold you know cock you for thinking? No reason.
Hunter S. Thompson's lawyer.
I don't think we need bass. Let's get the keyboard bass. Yeah.
I told you to pull
I'd like
over.
To change my answer to Christopher Walken.
There you go.
That
you
was.
Go.
Yeah.
Have we had that yet?
That was my pick when I was on the Scars. Yeah.
I just go
see Thunder Piss. We're a lot alike.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah, bass players.
Nick also likes shit.
Yes, that Bill, is because
somebody picked Bill Murray during that show.
Daniel, the back door, awesome is it an entrance or an exit?
Definitely an exit.
Exit only?
Yeah.
Okay, entrance
only
or
for
exit?
Dudes, though.
Entrance.
Entrance. Hey.
That's where food comes out.
Revolving.
What are you talking about, a dude?
Wait, only for dudes. I understand. All right. And handsome Greg says it's an entrance, no qualifications. Moving on to Johnny Thunder.
It's a revolving door.
A revolving door. Wow, Rick, you're going to like this band. And Will, back door, entrance or exit?
Entrance.
Entrance. Oh, wow. Well, well, well.
Can I change my answer?
A lot of open-minded gentlemen in this band. So, you're in a spaceship. It's crashing and about to blow up. There's one life pod. You're the only one that knows how to pilot it. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who gets to come with you into the two-seater?
I'm a mama's boy, so my mom, I guess.
Oh, nice, Will.
Good man. Good man. Day after Mother's Day. Good man.
Respect.
Johnny.
It's room for my bass. Sorry.
So your lover.
Yeah, that's right.
Handsome Greg.
Come on, it's not fucking rocks.
I guess you'll be taking Johnny's ego.
I give no answer on that one.
He's a loner.
Oh, okay.
He's going by himself.
Daniel, lover, brother, or mother?
Well, mother's a proper answer after, you know, the day or two.
It was Mother's Day, yeah.
But real answer, real answer.
Well, lover.
All right.
Duh.
Let's see. We're going to go back to you. How many books do you own?
You know what? I used to be an English writing major at UNR, and then I shifted to a minor and had a dual, you know, major and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own any. I went to school for like 10 years, and I've never read a book since. I don't.
Fair
I've
enough.
Got all my
fair,
school
no,
books.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear that. That's a fair answer. How many school books do you think you have in boxes?
80.
Handsome Greg.
Books or magazines or both or what?
Books.
Just books, probably about 50, and they're like occult science, like
it's all right.
Classified documents.
Warhammer? Like, oh, okay. Oh, like black helicopters
Jim
over
Keith,
America.
Yeah.
Jim Key!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Nice. I actually have an autographed book from him that I
kick
picked
ass.
Up.
Yeah, okay. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I
don't because mine were in the lost storage unit.
Oh, every 10 years that fucking comes up, and we every
I have a Jim
that's
Key,
so sad, bro. Rory. Stuff always gets reminded. I still have my copies.
At least you guys know who he is. That's cool.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
fuck
Jim.
Yeah. I used to sit next to that asshole.
So we used to hang out with him. Totally.
And he'd talk about pussy raining down on him, like upset any girl that sat anywhere near us.
Yeah, women are supposed to be like
oh fuck
is like a Ming Va something to be.
put on a shelf and ignored.
Oh, he was such a pig. He gave me a T-shirt with a serial killer on the front.
Ted Bundy.
Yeah, Ted Bundy after his autopsy, and then on the back, all of his victims. It's just a...
Jim was awesome.
Got his books, got the article.
But that's a whole other episode. We could have a whole show about Jim
Keith. I remember seeing a show.
We gotta get George here. Yeah, this is
yeah, I've got about a dozen, and I guess my favorite would be the Sunset Express.
Okay. Will?
Probably about three or four classics. Tom Sawyer, 1984. Just a few classics.
Right across the whole spectrum there.
Yeah. Why am I getting the feeling that punk rock people aren't big readers?
Maximum Rock and Roll, anybody read that? Or
yes.
Brought Roy. Me to Reno.
I read for a decade straight. I'm over it.
Book your own I had Book Your Own Fucking Life in a backpack when I left.
Guys, ever check out punk
this
rock reading dads?
Does reading the internet count? That,
yes.
Television
you know
show?
It should.
But books are different, man.
Well, that's a
books
movie,
are different.
Right?
Reading
no,
is reading,
it's a
but
book
books
too,
are different.
Punk rock dads.
Sure.
It's got the guy from Pennywise.
I have that. Yeah, I've read part of it. It's not bad.
It pretty much mimics my life, man. We've got the same kids doing all the same bullshit.
Jim Lindbergh.
That's right.
Let's
worry, we got to do agent.
Yeah, I'm getting okay, so there. I'm Jesus Christ. So, we'll start. Daniel, at what age and what were the circumstances of your deflowering?
Probably about 15 and a half. Out at Washoe Lake.
What was his name?
had my Chevette that I had.
No names.
Oh, you were a cool
no
kid.
No names.
I was not able to drive it yet, so I had to sneak out my back window.
You stole a car.
You stole your own car
by Washoe Lake.
It's my own car.
You stole your own car. That's your head.
That's so punk rock and
but
Reno.
But I had to sneak in it and push
Washoe
it out
I mean,
in the neighborhood. And get, yeah,
right. So, like roll out with the lights
and then
off.
You were rewarded by.
By horrible sex. No, wow. I'm just kidding.
Well, the first time is never
no, it
not
was,
great.
It's always magical. You make it magical in your head.
No, I just
so
thought this
lead-up.
Pillow tastes funny.
No, it was over in like a heartbeat, and then I fell asleep. You know, there was no magic to that shit on my first time. But awesome. Washoe Lake, so sort of under the
That's
stars.
That's pretty rad.
That's horrible.
No, you're in the bosom of fucking that mountain.
Handsome Greg.
I guess I was original 30-year-old virgin.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Was it everything you thought it'd be?
I gave it up to some tweaker girl, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I got herpes.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I think he just broke the quiz meter with that answer.
You're going to get, just herpes, sympathy
points.
Point. Yeah, that's worth 100.
Yeah, one of those wah.
Johnny Thunderpiss.
Holy shit.
It's got to be about 15, and it was on a dare.
Did lightning emit from your mighty genitals?
No, it lasted about 2 seconds. And
you rolled over and fell asleep.
And no, I told her to get out, and I had her walk.
Oh, so where were you?
It was at the observatory in Hollywood.
Wow.
So she had a long walk downhill.
In a car, just like out
it was in a car, yep.
And you made her get out. Gentlemen.
It was right after the Lasarium. And so it didn't last.
That's so hash, dude.
Yeah. And I told her to get out because I had to go home. So I had her walk home. She lived on the other side of town, and
fuck,
I didn't want to drive her home.
And so the legend of Thunderpiss began.
Yeah.
But not Thundercum.
No. Yeah. No, it went all over the place. It hit the ceiling, but.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Don Jerome calls that Pollock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, makes it a little Jackson Pollock.
There you go.
Will, yourself, sir.
Well, I'm a gentleman, you know.
Still looking for the lucky fella?
I don't kiss and tell, you know. I'm a gentleman.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, that's
a gentleman.
Zero.
Zero.
Still a virgin.
At least you're not handsome.
Yeah, at least that.
Let's see. Oh, where are my questions?
Will... if you could get away with it, I don't know what your relationship status, same with all you dudes, which is a celebrity that you would like to be with?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I'd say lately, I don't know. That's a thinker.
Should we come back to you?
Yeah.
Thunderpiss.
You know, I just recently saw that preview for that new movie with Reese Witherspoon, and she looks pretty hot.
What, Wild?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was good. She's cool in that one, too. She's like, at small, the end, you're all...
So I think she'd be easy to pick up and throw around the room, you know?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I like a nice, ugly triangle. You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl.
All right, Handsome Greg.
I don't know. It's a toss-up between three. Sofia Vergara, or whatever her name is. Drew Barrymore, or... who's the other one? I don't know.
That's good. That's good.
Barrymore.
You said Drew Barrymore.
Invite them all, wow. Invite them all in.
Hey, you know
Drew
why?
Drew Barrymore. Drew, why is that funny? I rings a bell.
I'd just suck his dick so I could taste fucking no. her pussy off.
I like the dirty girls. Yeah. I like the dirty girls.
Shake those dog chew toys at you.
There we go.
Holy fuck, Daniel.
Probably Olivia Munn or however you say her last name. G4 TV days.
Yeah.
That's where
dude,
she was.
Dude, that's
prospected.
Where I knew that exactly. I remember her coming scouted. Up the ranks.
Yes.
So to yeah. speak.
Completely unknown.
Totally.
Very nice.
And all just hot as balls from the
yeah,
get-go.
Yeah, she's like half Asian, and it's crazy.
So you got a little yellow fever going on?
No.
Who doesn't?
My...
Some jaundice.
Yeah. Yeah, just jaundice. That's all.
You get points for that.
Oh, my goodness. Nick, Rick, did I answer your question sufficiently?
Rick? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's
Nick,
do rapid
let's jump
fire.
Over to the rapid fire.
All right. Clash or Sex Pistols, Daniel?
Clash.
Greg.
Sex Pistols.
Clash.
Shut up.
Sex Pistols.
No. Darn it.
All right. Rory wouldn't step on their answers. Okay. Here we go.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, Star Wars, definitely.
Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
All right. Star Wars. Okay. Solid. All right. Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, I hate both of them.
So do I.
Blue suede shoes?
Yeah, neither one.
Beatles.
All right. So we got one Elvis man, two one Beatles, and two
doors.
Two agnostics.
All right. Hate them both. Okay. Yeah. What about...
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Go.
Red hair.
Red hair.
Red hair.
Red hair.
It took a homophobe. While. I saw that.
Would you rather vomit or have diarrhea?
Go.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Or what?
Vomit or diarrhea?
Vomit.
Probably vomit.
It's way better.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer, they're both treatable now. Depends what kind of cancer.
That's a gamble.
Cancer,
that's
a valid question.
But at least when you got cancer, you can tell your family.
So I've already had it.
Just
so.
Like Tommy last week.
And I don't want AIDS.
Look, if it's testicular, yeah. I can...
Wing a nut.
Just chop them puppies off.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Beat up or arrested?
Oh, yeah, good.
Beat up.
I've been both, but beat up, I guess.
Have arrested? Been?
Would you rather?
Be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
All right.
Damn right.
Solid,
you can always go back to your own bed after.
Bed.
That's right. Hey, no bills to worry about.
Rick already did the... The ginger question, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What about circumcised or not?
Right,
yeah.
There we are. There's the other Rick question.
Circumcised or not?
Circumcised.
Circumcised.
Wait, our option? Like, what do we want?
Yeah, exactly.
When you're sucking a guy's dick,
if it's
like it to be cut or not?
Do you like the elephant tip or not?
And if it's still an option for you, then we know our answer.
Yeah. Unclipped.
Ooh.
Hey.
Au naturel. Okay.
Yes.
I knew the drummer was on.
Shaved or hairy?
Shaved.
In the wintertime, hairy.
Hairy.
You gotta stay warm in the winter.
Do you like shaved or hairy?
Hairy.
Shaved.
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 See?
I like a nice ugly triangle. You know what I'm saying?
Girl. Yeah, girl.
I like the earth's burnt to the scorch, man.
I'd like to imagine that they're under
waxed like a surfboard.
Apple.
Oh, all right.
In a fight.
A polished apple.
Right.
In a fight between a donkey and a walrus, who wins? Go.
The walrus will kick the fuck out of it.
Donkey punch.
Walrus.
Walrus.
Three walrus and a donkey. There you go, Chewbacca.
Donda
that was for you.
El Burro Show.
Let's stick a 4-foot fang through that thing.
Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, go.
Richard Pryor.
Pryor.
For his
Pryor.
Time.
Murphy.
Poltergeist or Saw?
A poltergeist.
Thank you, Zombo. Anybody else?
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Or what? Oh, Saw?
Saw.
Saw. Yeah.
Saw's pretty goddamn good. Saw.
All right. There's going to be a new Poltergeist coming out.
Poltergeist is scary as fuck. There's no doubt.
That was such a great first one.
But Saw's a brilliant concept.
They better not fuck it up.
When the tree came through the window, that was scary.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that was scary. And the lightning got closer. I can relate to that.
And even in two with the braces and shit, that was scary ass crap.
Well, just fucking with the TV that's fuzzy.
Well, yeah.
Religious guy.
I kind of look like him.
Oh, and then, yeah, the
Poltergeist was scary as fuck. I don't know.
Oh my god, you do. Chop it. If you stuck your arms in a shirt and wiggled on the floor, you would look like you had just gotten puked up out of a bottle of whiskey or tequila.
You need that hat.
I know. God.
Is it a condo? His holy temple.
Start singing it.
Yeah.
I told you I came to sell Bibles to you.
Handsome Greg looking more like a serial killer every moment. I'm going to put
one more
quiz question.
Misfits or Dead Kennedys? Daniel
F.
Kennedys.
Dead Kennedys.
Misfits.
Three Dead Kennedys and a Misfits. Okay, Rory, tally them up. What did they
get? All right. Well, with astounding scores of... I'm sorry, Will. You did not do well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You only had
I'm
about 67 points.
Mr.
Thunderpiss, you fought a fine battle coming up with about 215 points.
Handsome?
Came down to a battle between Daniel and Handsome. And frankly, I'm going to have to give it to Handsome with a proud score of 734 points.
Yes.
Good job.
I agree.
It's the herpes,
I fully agree.
Daniel, you came in about 428.
That's fine.
Roughly.
I fully agree.
I think it was 0.5, roughly.
The right decision was made
your origin
today.
Story.
Well done.
I don't really have herpes.
You get the round of applause from your peers.
It's too late, Internet. Yeah.
And maybe Rick will let you touch his junk.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Totally.
Yeah.
That'll
be
his highlight.
Congratulations. Get the fuck out of the studio and dance Monkey Dance.
Go do a couple songs for us.
A couple?
You guys?
On that high of elation that you have from winning the contest,
right.
Now go play some drums.
There we go.
I would like to take this time out to...
on the ticker tape parade down the stairs.
If you'd like to get involved with the worst little podcast in the world, don't hesitate to contact myself or Jamie Lynn on Facebook to see about getting booked on the show or volunteering some of your time.
Absolutely.
We're always looking for new techs to work in studio, and we're always looking for folks to help online and with the website. Please check us out at worstlittlepodcast.com.
We would also like to throw out that if you want to be a sponsor of this fabulous show and reach dozens of people.
Dozens of listeners.
About 12 or 13, that's right.
You can work out a really solid deal with us, just like our great friends at Reno Carson Messenger, our friends over at Reno Computer Fix, our friends at Absolute Tattoo, Jub Jubs. And, you know, we'll always have you on our website because you've been a past sponsor.
And our first sponsor of the show, Pinky Polansky.
And Pinky Polansky. Yeah. We salute you.
God bless him.
Great band.
Love that guy.
Thanks for the beer, Felix.
Where's the most interesting man in the world that gave me this two?
It's funny when they say that guy, because it's like when they call Pink Floyd a guy, too. You know, you like that guy, Pink Floyd? And that other guy, Pinky Polansky?
Roger Waters.
But Pinky is actually a fairly accurate appellation for
Felix.
Felix, yeah. He is a Pinky. In both
what, have you seen his wiener?
In both the communist and homo sense of the word. Oh, I don't know that he's pinky-sized. Hey, it sounds like somebody's at the drums. Or he fell to his death and is quietly bleeding.
It's hard.
Handsome Greg on the drums.
Are you bleeding, Greg? What? No, okay. All right, let's have some more music from Abandoned Mind.
Rock and Roll to Death?
No.
Which one?
We're going to do Running Hot.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah. Tell
Fuck yeah. Do more. Do more.
Do more.
Yeah, yeah. Mas.
Rock and roll to death.
Want to do rock and roll to death?
All right. He really wants to do that song. He wants to die right now.
There we go.
Count it in, Greg.
I could really use some like Beach Boys backups. Like the whole hand thing. That'd be so badass.
Oh man.
Some hand claps.
Yeah.
There we go.
And some theremin. Yeah.
Theremin.
Theremin.
Everything. You
more
need
cowbell.
Theremin.
Amen.
So I want to ask. So
Answer, Greg, you can just stay down there. Guys, gonna close us
no,
out.
No, you're not gonna play another song. Nick just doesn't like you.
That's true.
Nah, you're gonna stay down.
Well, but so you guys have Merry Anarchy coming up here.
Yeah.
What beyond that? Do you have anything else happening? What's on the horizon for you?
We're taking a
gonna pee on some people.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna
speaking
bottle,
of that,
I'm bottling that shit too. You know,
Johnny Thunderpiss official.
I'm bottling that shit so I don't have to do it on stage and just pass it around. We're taking a hiatus after that for a while, and then just waiting to see what happens. Summer's coming up. I'm sure we're going to be booked for a while.
Cool. All right. Well, let us know. We'd be happy to support and promote anything you guys want.
Absolutely.
You know.
Hit E on the Facebook.
Daniel, you've got Merry Anarchy as well. You've also got 7 Seconds coming up in June. What's the date on that again?
June 20th.
Anything else big that you want to like people to start be looking out on the horizon for in the future here?
Probably that's the main focus right now because
yeah, 7 seconds.
When we get these guys that are coming through here, it doesn't matter what time of the week it is, we gotta show up.
Yeah,
and these guys are getting older.
Right, and they're hometown heroes, kids. You never know. Show the fuck up.
That's right. Yeah.
You never know, and it's the last time.
And dude, and you know what? And they're all cool dudes. Like I met them all one night a couple months back. Last time Kevin played Jub Jubs, and you know, all whole band was there, just hanging out, watching their buddy play a show.
Yeah, cool.
And they're all approachable in there.
Nicest guy ever.
They are so happy to come back and play at Reno shows, to have Reno kids come back and out and like still see that what they were a part of is still happening. Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, we got to do this, folks. So don't delay. Get those tickets now. Where can people get tickets when they come out?
They can get them through the Knitting Factory right now. So.
All right. So do it.
Yeah. Man, it's like World War II vets. You don't appreciate them until they're all gone.
Right.
Can I go, eh?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think we've ran out of our last couple.
Nothing sells until after you're dead anyways.
That's so true. Ask Edgar Allan Poe about that, motherfucker.
I was going to say, speaking of people who died, there's a local dude who died this week. He was a drummer. We don't have his name. Lee somebody, but Max was talking about him. But also... some crazy artist who used to like nail himself to cars and he had somebody shoot him in the 70s as performance art.
Yeah,
what was that guy's name?
I forget.
David Bowie wrote a song about him.
He was a really significant performance artist in the 70s and 80s.
Heard it on NPR today. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Godspeed both you
crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, crazy motherfuckers. you know, that's it's interesting.
So, Rick, I don't know about you, but I think the biggest thing on Nick and my slate is the upcoming Merry Anarchy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. See you this weekend, everybody.
See you this weekend. Please come out. It'll be a great time. Next week on the show, pleased to be joining us and welcoming Verbal Kent. It's going to be an awesome time. Rick, anything?
Oh, I'm recording the band Reservoir Dogs, who I have never heard before. So they could be amazing and they could totally blow. But I'm excited, and they've only got one day. So I'm setting up on Saturday, so I shouldn't miss too much Merry Anarchy. And then Sunday, we'll be tracking. So.
Very cool. Are you going to come down on Friday?
Oh, fuck yeah. Now, Friday, I would not miss Sit Kitty Sit if you like stapled me to something. Like,
and stab you right before.
And there may
be great.
I'll take you up on
there
that.
May,
me
there
a
may
be pee a on me, please.
I will.
Stacy right before that. It's going to be great.
There may be a little Princess Bombs action.
Oh, yeah.
That's early. So
it'll be early on Friday.
Show up early for that,
Daddy,
folks.
This glue smells great.
You just go backstage with that.
Should try eating that glue.
Well, I'm gonna say thank you all once again for joining us. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, all the interns and productions assistants, Chewbacca, Jamie, the band's Abandoned Mind and the Streetwear Effin Punks. Life is short, ladies and gentlemen. I love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Abandoned Minds.
North
6 o'clock
border,
Saturday.
You playing north of the border?
North of the border.
Can I go?
Come in, Greg.
Let's stop living like we had before. Let's rise up.
What are you, a faggot?
Duckwater Studios.
Yeah, good choice, stupid.
Yeah.